Hare Krishna. So in honor of Srimati Radharani, we'll sing a very beautiful song of Srila Rupa Goswami. Mahajano Jena Gata Sapanta. We should follow the footsteps of the great acharyas, so we'll sing this beautiful song of Rupa Goswami. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Dharati Bharadana Bese Hari Niskuta Vrindavitteneze. Dharati Bharadana Bese Hari Niskuta Vrindavitteneze. Dharati Bharadana Bese Hari Niskuta Vrindavitteneze. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Oh Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Bhanu Nani Navasati Leke Lalipa Saki Guna Ramita Bijake. Bhanu Nani Navasati Leke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Bijake. Oh, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Karunam Karumai Karunabharite Sanaka Sanatana Parnita Charite. Karunam Karumai Karunabharite Sanaka Sanatana Parnita Charite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Bolo Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Radhe jaya jaya madhava dadi bala radhi jaya jaya madhava dadi radhi jaya jaya madhava dadi Jai Jai Sri Radhe Hare Krishna. So before we start, this particular white flower that you see, this is a Kairava. We sing every morning, Shreya Kairava Chandrika, the lily white shining of the holy name. This only comes this time of year, September, October. You'll see this Kairava blooming in all the ponds around Braj. So anyway, though I'm very unqualified, being tossed in the waves of lust and anger and greed, very contaminated heart, somehow the Vaishnavas have asked me to speak something about Srimati Radharani today. So you'll have to tolerate. But somehow, first of all, we'd like to thank Mukunda Datta Prabhu for a very wonderful and learned, relishable presentation, very scholarly presentation from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he's very intellectual. I'm just a parrot. Just I fell in the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. The fragrance of their dust of their lotus feet entered my nose, and I've collected a few jewels from that lotus dust. So I'll try to share some of that nectar with you. First of all, we are singing this song, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. Dayate means beloved. All glories to Radharani, the beloved of Krishna. So Prabhupada explains, when he explains this song, he says, just see the position of Radharani. That she's the beloved of Krishna. Everybody's running after Krishna. Brahma, Shiva, Vyasa, all the great sages, Narad Muni, everyone's running after Krishna, but Krishna's running after Radharani. So try to understand the position of even Radharani. Krishna is chasing after her. Well, everybody's chasing after him, but he's chasing after Radha. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. Tarani means young girl. Radharani is so attractive that even the Mandala, Tarani Mandala, all the young girls of Gokul, they're attracted by her beauty. Even girls are attracted by her beauty. She's so beautiful. And then Prabhupada explains that somebody may criticize. Rupa Goswami is a big scholar. He wrote so many books. He knows so many languages, Persian, Sanskrit, Bengali, Hindi. So many very learned scholars. Why he's writing a song about young girl. But not ordinary girl. The last line says, Sanaka Sanatana Barnita Charite. Sanatana Sanda means they're representatives of four Kumaras. We know they've been brahmacharis since the beginning of the universe for millions of years. Even they're glorifying the character. Charita, it's like Chaitanya Charitamrita. They're glorifying the character of Srimati Radharani. So we're not talking about ordinary girl. We're talking about, as Prabhuji mentioned, that Ladini Shakti of Lord Sri Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapidam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandigam Adadanas Trinandan Dairidam Yache Puna Puna Sri Marupa Padam Bujo Dvilisyam Janma Janmani Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Panchakalpatrubhyascha kripasindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So we're gathered here on this, one more nice mangalacharan for Radharani. Gaurim raktabara ramyam sunetra susmitananam shamam svabhistam sadikam radikam asrayet sada. This is a verse by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. We were just hearing how Bhaktivinoda is praying to Raghunath Das. He describes Radharani, his descriptions are unparalleled. So Raghunath Das, he was sitting in Radhika and he wrote one beautiful book called Mukta Charitra, the Pearl Story. And in his ecstasy, he saw into the future that Srila Prabhupada would establish a beautiful temple in the area of Ramanreti of Vrindavan. In that temple, he would establish Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, and he would establish Radha Shamsundar. He would establish the most beautiful Radharani in the whole universe. Raghunath Das, seeing into the future and seeing this beautiful Srimati Radharani, he wrote this verse because it describes our Radharani perfectly. Gaurim raktabara ramyam, that she's golden in complexion. Gaurim. As we just heard, diamond cut gold. My goodness, I never heard such a description. Raktabaram. Rakta means red. Raktabaram ramyam. She's dressed in very beautiful red garments. Today it's a little pinkish, but what Raghunath saw in his meditation was red. Gaurim raktabara ramyam sunetra. Netra, you may know, means eye. But it doesn't, Radharani doesn't have ordinary eyes. Sunetra. Our Radharani has the most beautiful eyes. He saw that in his meditation. Not just ordinary nature, sunetra. Susmitananam. We know from Nectar Devotee, smita means that smile where tooth is just about to come showing. They're not just ordinary smita, but susmitananam. She has so beautiful smile. Soft, wonderful smile. Gaurim raktabara ramyam sunetra susmitananam shamam. She's very, very simple. Just like we go to Radhakund, we see that Radhakund is very proportional, straight. Radharani is Tidi Sadi. She's very straight and simple. We see Krishna Kund is very crooked. As our Krishna, he's a very crooked fella. You know why he's crooked? Now don't do this, but just like if you want to catch a fish, you need a hook with a little barb on it, right? So very easily it will go in, but then you can't get it out. So our Thakurji, he's a crooked fellow. He'll very easily go in your heart, but you will never get him out. So she's very simple, but swabhistam sadhikam. We're doing our sadhana to reach some goal. Sadhya. Swabhistam. She's very simple, but somehow she always gets her way. She always keeps Krishna under control. She always swabhistam sadhikam. Radhikam astrayet sada. Sada, like we sing in the morning in Tulsi Puja. Sada yenova. Sada means always. I always, eternally take shelter, astrayet sada, of that Srimati Radhika. So we're sitting here in this beautiful land of Sri Vrindavan Dham in that beautiful temple we just mentioned that Srila Prabhupada established here in the Ramanreti of Vrindavan. On the Gorpaksh Astami day of the month of Bhadra, second month of rainy season, to honor the appearance day of Srimati Radhika. And this is not ordinary festival. Just to give some idea of the importance, Prabhupada gives a most amazing purport in the 10th canto. 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, 18th verse. Maharaj Parikshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental qualities, and is therefore always naturally endowed with opulence of all wealth. Yet, beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Now listen carefully to what Prabhupada says. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma, the abode of Krishna is always served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. The chief of the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. We just heard from Prabhuji, Jai Sri, she conquers even Lakshmi, Sri. Therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Braj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Radharani, would also appear there very soon. So Jamastami is not the festival. That's just the indication that the real festival is coming. You see what Prabhupada is saying? Let me read that again. Therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Braj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Srimati Radharani, would appear there very soon. So Jamastami is just a sign that now Radhastami is the real festival. So we'll speak something about the glories of Srimati Radharani that we don't misunderstand her position. Actually, there's one very nice verse. It's the fifth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita, very fifth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada again and again recites this verse. And this verse is explained in the fourth chapter, whole fourth chapter just explaining this verse. And many wonderful topics about Radharani are there, so we can understand her in Tattva. Radha Krishna Panaya Vikatir Ladini Shaktir Asmat Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvipara Dehabedam Gatoto Chaitanya Kyam Prakatam Aduna Thadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Prabhupada explains, pranaya means loving pastimes between young girls and young boys. But we should not misunderstand Radha and Krishna's pastimes. That is ordinary thing. Just like when we go on the train, everybody's reading Stardust about all the movie stars, or Manohar Kaniya. No, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikatir Ladini Shakti Rasmat. It is manifestation of Krishna's own Ladini Shakti. It's not ordinary thing. Ladini Shakti Rasmat. And the secret thing he tells now, Krishna's Kaviraj, Ek Atmana Vapi Bhuvipara Deha Bedam Gatoto. Ek Atmana. It is one soul. Lekin Deha Bedam. Deha, we know, means. We know that one verse in second chapter. Was it? Deyanosminyata dehe komaram jovanam jara tatra dehantara praptir dira satra namuyate. Everybody knows this verse. Deha means body. Bedam, just like we're studying this achincha, beda bed. They have appeared in two forms. It's one soul acting to relish their pastimes in two forms. This is the mystery of Radha and Krishna. And Prabhupada explains, somebody may ask, when? Ekatmana vipi bhuvipara deha bedam gathoto. Since the beginning of time they have divided. We cannot find out when they divided. They are eternally divided in two forms. But one soul manifesting in two forms. How will we be able to understand all this high philosophy? Maybe after 50,000 lifetimes. But he says, Chaitanya kyam prakatam aduna thadvayam chaikyam aptam. Aduna means modern. Just like if you go to Delhi, you'll see sign in the window. Adunik fashion. Modern fashion. Everybody's laughing. It's true. So when Lord Brahma's lifetime is millions and billions of years, 500 years is just a flash. That's modern times. In this modern time, tadvayam, you can understand, those two, cha ekyam aptam, they have again become one. What is that? Chaitanya akyam, that is known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day we'll be able to understand all these deep truths. Now he tells something even more secret. Radha Bhavajyoti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Krishna himself. Nomi Krishna Sarup. I'm offering my obeisance to that Krishna Sarup. But Radha Bhava Duty. Duty means luster. Radha Bhava Duty. He has covered him, Suvalitam. He has decorated himself, Prabhupada explains. Decorated himself. With the bhav and luster of Srimati Radhika. In order to deliver us in this dark Kali Yuga. So Chaitanya Charitamrita continues, nice verses. Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Deha Dari Anyonye Vilase Rasa Asvadane Kari. Radha and Krishna are one soul, but in two forms, they have taken two forms, and they're relishing. Asvadane means to taste, to relish their ras, their loving pastimes. Radhika Hayena Krishna Pranaya Vikara Swarup Shakti Ladini Nama Yanhara. Srimati Radharani is a transmission of Krishna's love. She is a transmission of Krishna's love. She is his internal potency called Ladini. Anandamsi Ladini Sadamse Sandini Chidamsi Sambit Yare Jnana Kari Mani. Krishna's very being we call Swarup Shakti. That is Krishna's very being. It has three divisions. First is Sandini Shakti, by which everything exists. Second thing is Sambit, just like we know the word Bidya. It comes from this root bit. Sambit Shakti, by which knowledge exists. Things are known. We can know Krishna. And Ladini Shakti, by which pleasure is experienced. All these things within Krishna himself. He's not like us. We're running around here and there all day long trying to find something or someone out here who will bring pleasure in here. But everything's within Krishna. These pastimes are not ordinary thing like us. Ladine rasara prema, prema sara bhav, bhava paramakasta nama maha bhav. The essence of Ladini is prema. And the essence of prema is bhav. And the supreme bhav is called mahabhav. Only Radharani experiences this mahabhav. Mahabhava sarupa sri Radha Thakurani sarvaguna kani Krishna kanta shiromani. Mahabhav sarup, the form of mahabhav sri Radha Thakurani. Sarvaguna kani, kani means mind. She is a mine of wonderful qualities. And she's the best consort of Sri Krishna, Kanta Shiromani. Shiromani means the crown jewel. Tayor apyubayor madye radhika sarva adhika mahabhava surupeyam gunar ativaristyasi. Tayor, amongst those two, means Radharani and Chandravali. Madhye, between them, radhika sarva adhika. Radharani is the best. She is the form of Mahabhav, and she has unlimited qualities to please Krishna. Then he quotes from Brahmacharya Samhita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratitavi Bhavis Tabir Yaeva Nija Rupataya Kalabi Goloka Eva Nifasat Yakilatma Bhuto Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord who resides in his own realm, Golok, with Radha, who resembled his own spiritual figure, and who embodies this ecstatic potency, Ladini. Their companions are her confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form, and are imbued and permeated with ever blissful spiritual ras. In order for Krishna to enjoy all varieties of ras, Radharani expands as all her confidants, just to give Krishna variety. Prabhupada said variety is the mother of enjoyment. Krishna Kanta Gana Deki Tri Bida Prakara Eka Lakshmi Gana Pura Mahisi Gana Ara Rajangana Rupa Ara Kanta Gana Sara Sri Radhika Haiti Kanta Ganera Vistara. So there's three types of associates of Lord Krishna. Ek Lakshmi Gana, the Lakshmis. Then Mahisi. Mahisi means queens. Ranjangana Rupa, the gopis. They are the best. And they're all Vistara. They're all expansions of Srimati Radhika. Avatari Krishna Yaiche Kari Avatara. Amsinini Radha Haite Teen Ganaira Vistara. Just as Krishna is the avatari, not avatar, he's the avatari, the source of all of the avatars, all the associates of Radharani, all her sakis are mandiris, they're expansions of Radharani. Vistara means expansion. And then very beautiful verse. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva, Sarvakanta Shrumani. Everyone repeat. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva, Sarvakanta Shiromani. Govinda Nandini, who gives pleasure to Govinda, Govinda Mohini, who bewilders Govinda, Govinda Sarvasva, who's the be-all and end-all of Govinda, Sarvakanta Shiromani. She's the crown jewel of all the associates. Now our favorite verse. Devi Krishna Mai Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva Kanti San Mohini Para. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes this verse very nicely. Devi means resplendent and most beautiful, or else it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Krishna Mai means one who's within and without are Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Or Krishna Mai means that she is identical with Lord Krishna. For she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. Her worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord for Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. And then they quote the verse, famous verse from Bhagavatam, where we find secretly Radha's name. Anyaradita dito nunam. Bhagavan Hari Ishvara, Yanno Vihaya Govinda, Prito Yam Anayad Raha, Anyaradito. There's somebody who worshipped him the best. Therefore, Radha is Paramadevata, the supreme goddess, and she is worshipful for everyone. She is the protectress of all, and she is the mother of the entire universe. I've already described the meaning of Sarva Lakshmi. Radharani is the original source of all the goddess of fortune. Or Sarvalakshmi indicates that she fully represents the six opulences of Lord Krishna. She is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. The word Sarvakanti indicates that all beauty and luster rest in her body. All the Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Jagata Mohana Krishna, Tahara Mohini, Ateva Samastera, Paratakurani. Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Radha enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Para. Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti Maam, Dui Vastu Beda Nai Shastra Praman. Radharani is the full energy of Krishna, and Krishna is the energetic source. Dui Vasta Beda Nai. There's no difference between energy and the energetic. Shastra Praman. Now, beautiful descriptions here. We heard Bhaktivinoda also describing this. Radharani takes three baths a day. Karuna Mrita Dharaya Snana Pratama. Taruna Mrita Dharaya Snana Madhyama. Srimati Radharani takes her first bath in the shower of nectar of compassion. She takes her second bath in the nectar of youth. Lavanya Mrita Dharaya Tarupari Snan Nija Laja Shama Patasati Paridan. After her midday bath, Radharani takes another bath in the nectar of bodily luster. She puts on the garment of shyness, which is her blue silk sari. After she bathes three times in that way, her body is covered with shining garments and decorated with her personal beauty, which is compared to cosmetics. Thus her beauty constitutes the highest artistry. Her body is also decorated with ornaments of spiritual ecstasy. We just heard that, Navavrata. Trembling, shedding of tears, perspiring, choking of the voice, cessation of all bodily functions due to transcendental pleasure, standing up of the bodily hairs, changing of bodily color, and madness. Her patient calmness is compared to a covering of cloths which has been cleansed by camphor. Her confidential agony for Krishna is the knot in her hair, and the mark of tilak on her forehead is her good fortune. Radharani's sense of hearing is eternally fixed on Krishna's name and fame. Chewing betel nuts makes one's lips reddish. Radharani's complete attachment to Krishna has blackened the borders of her eyes. This darkness might be compared to ointment produced by Radharani's joking with Krishna. Radharani's smile is just like the taste of camphor. The garland of separation moves on her body when she lies down on the bed of pride within the room of aroma. Her breasts are covered by the blouse of anger, born of her ecstatic affection for Krishna. Her reputation as best of all Krishna's girlfriends is the stringed instrument she plays. We just heard the kachavina. When Krishna stands in his youthful posture, she puts her hand on his shoulder. Although she possesses so many transcendental qualities, she is always engaged in the service of Krishna. So by the mercy and permission of the Vaishnavas, we'll describe something about the appearance of Srimati Radharani. So many thousands of years ago, there was a very beautiful prince named Sucharu. And there was a very lovely prince named Kalavati. And both sets of parents, seeing their matching qualities, they arranged their wedding together. With great pomp and honor, they performed very beautiful wedding ceremony. Kalavati and Sucharu became man and wife. And after their wedding, most astonishingly, they went to the forest to perform penances and austerities. Sleeping on dry grass and eating berries that only monkeys would eat. This was totally astonishing. Because ordinarily, after our marriage, then we think, oh, no more sleeping on a mat in ashram. Now I get nice, soft bed. No more temple prasad. Now puri, sandesh, sweet rice, halava, paneer, sabji, kachori every day. But they were sleeping on dry grass and eating only berries that monkeys eat. Most astonishing for prince and princess. For many thousands of years they performed these penances. Then finally Lord Brahma descended on his swan airplane. He asked them what they desired. And they said, we want to get the consort of Lord Vishnu's Lakshmiji as our daughter in order to render service to them. And Brahma was so shocked. Wow, 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 what is this? Ordinarily, when it comes to asking the benediction, everybody's got a big long list. I want this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And I want 90 days credit for the next austerity. I want this and this and this. Give me a job and a car and a house by the sea, Swami Jai Jagadish Hari. But they were asking for service. Lord Brahma was so satisfied, he said, whoa, 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 not just Lakshmiji, the Maha, Maha, Maha Lakshmi, Srimati Radhika will become your daughter in your next avatar. So it came to pass by some transcendental technology, because Brisabhanu and Kirti are eternally the mother and father of Radharani. They merged into those forms. And again, both sets of parents saw their matching qualities, and Brisabhanu and Kirtita were married together. Now you just see the beautiful names of the original Brishbasis. Kirtida. So you know Kirtan, chanting the glories. Kirta means Kirtida, who gives glories. Krishna mother is Yashoda. Yash means fame, who gives fame. Brisabhanu's mother is Sukada, who gives happiness. All the original Brishbasis are givers. All the givers have gone away, only takers are left. And he established his kingdom at Raval, because it was near Gokul, and his good friend was Nanda Maharaj. And they had one son named Sridham. Sridham is the older brother of Srimati Radhika. But very mysteriously, he had this intense desire to get a girl. But no girl appeared. Many years went past. No girl appeared. Then one day, it was the eighth day of the bright half of the month of Bhadra, second month of rainy season. Astami day. And just like all of us, especially when we're here in Vrindavan, when you're in your home temple, you do it on Jamastami and Bradastami and Gopurnima. But here every day, before Mangalarti, we go take our bath to come to Mangalarti. So Brisabhanu also, before Mangalarti, he went to take his bath. That time, just next to Raval temple, the Jamuna was flowing. I have seen in 2010, when there was flood, Jamuna was all the way up to the first step of the temple. All the way up to the first step. Flowing right beside the temple. As he went down to the Jamuna to take his bath, he saw something shining and sparkling in the water. As he got close, he saw it was 1,000 petaled lotus flower, golden lotus flower. As he got to the edge of the water, he saw that within that golden lotus flower was exquisitely beautiful golden baby girl. But as we said, this is second month of rainy season. You've seen the Jamuna, I hope. It's the only time we really see Jamuna. Dara, the current was too heavy for him to reach that lotus flower. At that time, Lord Brahma descended on his swan airplane. And he plucked that little girl from the lotus flower and reminded Brisabhanu of his previous benediction. And he gave that little baby, golden baby girl, into the arms of Brisabhanu. Brisabhanu took permission from Lord Brahma. He ran to the palace. Oh, Devi, oh, Devi, oh, Devi, we got our daughter, we got our daughter, we got our daughter. Kirtita Maharani came running. She took that little girl from the arms of Brisabhanu and held her close to her breast. And she's feeling, oh, so soft, like butter. And so beautiful golden complexion. And so beautiful nose, and so beautiful features, so soft, komal, so exquisitely beautiful. Except for one thing. Her eyes were sealed such she was totally blind. But they thought, anyway, she's so beautiful, it doesn't matter. Now, to understand this blindness of Radharani, we're going to have to go all the way up to the Golok Dham. One day in the Golok Dham, if we can talk about days in eternal time, Krishna Chandra came to Radha and he told, hey Radhe, now on the earth, Dwapara Yuga is coming to an end. We will go there and display our wonderful pastimes on the face of the earth. And Radharani said, I don't want to go to that deep, dark, nasty material world where no one is chanting your glories, no one is singing your name, everyone's only engaged in sense gratification and sinful life. There's no Vrindavan, there's no Jamuna, there's no Giriraj. I want to feel happy in such a place. And Krishna Chandra said, hey Radhe, just see. Vrindavan has already gone. Jamuna has already gone. Giriraj has already gone. And Radharani looked, and shining on the face of this dark material world was this beautiful Brajadam. Don't think that this Brajadam is part of the material world. Don't think you took a taxi from Delhi and came to Brajadam. We're only here by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. It's not part of the material world. And she saw, cutting through that beautiful golden land, beautiful, like a blue ribbon, Jamuna was flowing. And standing very tall and proud, Giriraj was there. Oh, Giriraj, Maharaj, Ki! So, Radharani said, all right, I will go there, but I don't want to see anyone or anything until I can see your Mukha Chandra, moon-like face. Therefore, her eyes were sealed shut. They thought, anyway, she's so beautiful, it doesn't matter. Meanwhile, nearby was Narad Muni with his Galaxy X9 Plus, loaded up with his astrology program. And he calculated that this is the time and this is the place where that Ladini Shakti of Lord Sri Krishna will appear. So he began to wander hither and thither. He came to the palace of Brisabhanu Maharaj. He knocked on the door. The doorman opened the door. He saw it was Narad Muni. He ran to Brisabhanu. He said, Narad Muni is here. The king personally came to the door to receive Narad Muni. Munivar, Padariye, please come. The king sat him on his own throne and washed his feet and sprinkled on his head and everybody's head. Then Brisabhanu sat at the foot of his own throne. He said, any seva for me, Maharaj? Narad Muni said, yes, do you have any child? Yeah, Maharaj, I have one son. One son? Ha, Maharaj, I have one son. One son? Ha, Maharaj, I have one son. One son? Ha, Maharaj, one son. Okay, you bring him. So they brought Sridham before Narad Muni. Narad Muni gave all his blessings on Sridham. He said, he's very close associate of Lord Krishna. You must take very special care of him. Then Narad Muni got up to go. When he got to the door, Brisabhanu noticed there's some unhappiness in the face of Narad Muni. Because that face is index of the mind. He said, Taro Maharaj, wait. Yeah, you told a lie? Are Maharaj, I have one daughter, but she's blind. I was feeling ashamed to show her to you. One daughter? And Narad Muni immediately went back and sat on the throne. No, you bring that one. So now Narad Muni, he knows who this is. As soon as he saw Radhika, Paradevata, Krishna Mayi, Sarva Lakshmi Mayi, Sarva Kanta Shiromani, as soon as he saw Radha, he went into complete ecstasy. He was swimming in the ocean of transcendental bliss. He became inert for several minutes. When he suddenly came out of his ecstasy, Narad Muni said, I know how to cure this blindness. Now you're going to see how clever this Narad Muni, he's a very clever fellow. He told him, you have to make a feast, and you make this and this and this and this, all complicated preparations, that you won't find the ingredients around the house. You'll have to go to the bazaar, you'll have to go to the field, you'll have to go to the market to collect all these ingredients. You make this feast, you invite Nanda and Yasoda and all the Brishvasis, and you have a feast, and this blindness will be cured. Everyone looked at this long list. They said, oh my goodness, these things are not in the house. We'll have to go to the bazaar. We'll have to go to the market. We'll have to go to the fields. So everyone ran hither and thither and thither and hither and hither and thither. See how clever Narad Muni is? Now he's alone with Srimati Radharani. He began to offer beautiful prayers to Srimati Radhika, and she smiled. Said, what is it you desire? He said, I want to see that Kishori Roop. Kishori means 13, 14-year-old form. I want to see that Kishori Roop. And Radharani manifested that beautiful Kishori Roop before the eyes of Narad Muni. Now he was drowning in the ocean of transcendental bliss. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Ah, ha, 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 ha. All the Astasakis also appeared beside Radharani in their Kishori Roops. Narad Muni's bliss, no end. Then he paid his obeisances and he went on his way. Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman. Meanwhile, they sent messengers to Gokul to call Nanda Baba and all the Brishvasis, and the cooking began. And Nanda and Yasoda, they came to see the beautiful daughter of Brisbana. And they saw, she's so beautiful, her hands and feet are so sweet, her tiny fingers are so sweet, beautiful golden complexion, so comal, so soft, so sweet. Doesn't matter that she's blind. Doesn't matter. So then, Yashoda and Kirtida, they sat down to do their gossipings. And Brisabhanu and Nanda Baba, they sat down to do their talkings. Krishna, he was one year before on the dark half, dark Astami of Bhadra, Krishnastami day. So he was 1 year and a couple of weeks older. So he was crawling here and there. He saw this beautiful cradle. And Krishna crawled over to that cradle. He put his hands on the edge of that cradle. And he peered inside. Now you've seen how Mother Yasoda paints all these beautiful chandan and aguru and kapoor, we say camphor, and kesar, what is it, saffron, paintings on Krishna's face. You've seen that. That divine fragrance entered into the sesame flower-like nose of Srimati Radhi. Our Goswamis many times describe Radharani's nose just like a tilpushpa, sesame flower. And just now of the season, we went to Chintaharan Ghat the other day in Gokul, and both sides of the road there was sesame fields. And we took one of the flowers, the middle petal comes down and boop, turns up at the end like that. And two little petals on the side come boop, like that. Looks just like a little boop, little turned up nose. So that divine fragrance entered in the sesame flower-like nose of Srimati Radhika. Now she knows Krishna's Mukha-chandra is right in front of her face. Just try to understand. In Radharasa-sudha-nidhi, our Prabodhananda Saraswati, he describes that Radharani gives a little kataksh. Kataksh means sidelong glance. Bing! Bing! Really, probably we'll stop talking about bing, little sidelong glance, kataksh. Because she can't look directly at Krishna. Kalidas has got one poem. He says, everybody in Gokul is seeing Nanda Nandan as he walks through the streets of Gokul with their two eyes. But I myself, I have to keep one eye on my superiors. Half of the other eye, I have to keep on my Nindikarniwalam, those people who criticize me. So only with half of one eye, I'm able to steal a little bing, glance at Krishna. So only one quarter apara, but I'm getting five times danda, five times punishment. For that one quarter apara, Krishna's Cupid is shooting his five arrows, form, taste, smell, and touch. He's shooting his five arrows at my heart for that. So she can only give a little sidelong glance. And Prabodhananda Saraswati describes that Krishna sees the sidelong glance of Radharani, his mukut slips from his head, his flute falls from his hand, his shawl falls off his shoulders, and he doesn't even notice. So you try to understand, now Radha and Krishna are face to face, amne samne. And Radharani opened her beautiful lotus petal eyes and stared with so much love into the eyes of Krishna. So much love was going between those eyes, so much love was going between those eyes, so much love was going between those eyes, it's so thick, you can almost put your finger in and taste it. And the children began to laugh. When the children began to laugh, then the parents were distracted. And they looked and they saw the beautiful lotus petal eyes of Radharani were wide open, staring with so much love into the lotus petal flower eyes of Nanda Nanda. And they thought, this Narmuni is so clever. He cured this blindness. Just see how clever he is. He cured the blindness. So they had come for the feast, that was noontime. So when do we have to fast on Radhastami? Noontime. I just read on Facebook, somebody was quoting Prabhupada. He said, yes, this Krishna Chandra, he's very hard, all the way to the midnight. But Radharani is very soft, only half day fast. Only half day fast. One time I went to Barsana. If you want to go, you should have gone last night. Because eventually they locked the door. That year, that was many, many years ago. I don't know what time they lock it now, but about midnight they locked the door. We went up on the roof to sleep because we'd just come from traveling Sankirtan. We came downstairs and we were stuck right on the edge. It was just packed. Everybody was sitting. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, 2:30, the Brahmins from Barsana come and they have big songbook with big letters like this, Akshar, singing old Radhastami songs. They sit face to face, and very fat Brahmins all singing these beautiful, we call Samaj, all singing together, beautiful Radhastami songs. Then about 4 o'clock, they have the Darshan Mandap is, like this part area here is blocked off. They have curtains right across here, like we have this rope. Suddenly the curtains begin to flutter. Everyone jumped to their feet, and we were right on the edge. The crowd pulled us right in front of Radharani. And our feet never touched the ground. We went all the way to the edge. We went all the way right in front of Radharani. We never touched the ground. In fact, we went 15 feet this way. We went 20 feet over this way. I never touched the floor of the temple. I was with one very nice friend of mine from Singapore named Sainan. He was about 70 years old. He was having a heart attack. But I'm used to it. It's just like that. And so I was laughing. So he saw me laughing. Then he began to laugh. And the whole Abhishek, the crowd just took us back and forth. We never touched the ground. If you want to go way in the back, then you don't have to experience that. But we were right in front like that. And last time I went to Revel, now of course it's become a big thing. They have big, big posters there and everything, so I'm sure it's a big crowd. But they do their Abhishek at 7 o'clock. In the old days, maybe 3 buses were there, 5 or 6 cars. Everybody sat peacefully. Sat down just like we do here. Everybody sat for the Abhishek. They do a very sweet Abhishek there. About 7 o'clock in the morning there in Revel. And tonight in Barsana, they have Badai Utsav. Just like we're telling everybody, Radhastami, Badai Ho, Badai Ho. Congratulations on Jamastami. All glories to Jamastami. What are you? So, all the ladies of Barsana tonight, around 7 o'clock or so, they will bring little baskets with little tiny gifts, little baby dolls and little rattles, and all types of funny little gifts. They carry little baskets and they sing beautiful Brijbasi songs as they all march up the stairs to Barsana Temple, and they offer their baskets of little tiny gifts before Srimati Radha. It's called Badai Utsav. Not so crowded as Radhasmi, but this evening you can see. After that, I have a friend named Anurag. He dresses up in the most extraordinary Rajasthani outfit. In fact, you will have a doubt, is that a guy or is that a girl? And he does the most exquisite dance for the pleasure of Srimati Radharani. That's all this evening. Like that. So today is a very beautiful day of Radhastami. We know that Srila Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan Day, used to invite sadhus to his house all the time. And he always asked them that you please bless my son, that he become very nice devotee of Radharani. Not Krishna, Radharani. So if we get Radharani, automatically we get Krishna. Because she's a compassionate side of Lord Krishna. So we have little time left. We'll relish. Actually, Prabhuji started his presentation with a beautiful verse, but we're going to relish the wonders of this verse. This is also from Radharasa Sudanidhi of Prabodhanand Saraswati. He describes how Radharani is 7 oceans, and they're all corresponding to the 7 cosmic oceans of the universe. Vidagdha Sindur Anuraga Rasaika Sindur Batsalya Sindur Atisanda Kripaika Sindur Lavanya Sindur Amritachavi Rupa Sindur Sri Radhika Spiritu Me Riddhi Keli Sindhu. May Sri Radha, who is an ocean of intelligence, Vidagda, a nectar ocean of love, Anuradha Rasaika Sindhu, an ocean of kind of affection, Vatsalya Sindhu, an ocean of great mercy, Ati Sandra Kripaika Sindhu, Lavanya Sindhu, ocean of beauty, Amrita Chavi Rupa Sindhu, an ocean of nectar splendor, and Keli Sindhu, an ocean of transcendental pastimes. May that Srimati Radhika appear within my heart. Srimati Radhika is Vaidagdha Sindhu, an ocean of cleverness. She teaches even Rasa Shekhara Krishna. She's the guru of him. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna says, Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Sisha Nata. Radharani's Prema is my guru and she teaches me Nata, dance. Radharani's love is the teacher and I am the dancing pupil. She causes me to dance in wonderful dances. Because of her cleverness, Srimati Radharani is compared here with the ocean of sweet water, the seventh cosmic ocean. Radharani is too the Anuraga Rasaika Sindhu, the only ocean of Anurag. Anurag gradually turns into Mahabhav and into Madan Mahabhav. And that is only Radharani can experience this Madan Mahabhav. This is the ocean of all wonderful qualities. And because just like when milk is boiled down, it becomes thick, Mahabhav becomes intensified, so the Anurag ocean is compared to the sixth cosmic ocean, the ocean of milk. Sri Radha is ocean of Vatsalya. Vatsalya means her love for the poor and fallen. Therefore, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very kind. And Radharani especially, she has special affection for her associates and companions. And she's always controlled by their affection. Because there's a lot of essential part of affection in Vatsalya ocean. Just as yogurt is the essence of milk, this ocean can be compared to the fifth cosmic ocean, the ocean of yogurt. Srimati Radharani is the ocean of deep compassion, but ati sundar kripaika sindhu. Actually, Raghunath Das Goswami, he describes somewhere, Karuna Vidrava Deha. Karuna, you know, means compassion. And Vidrava, you may know, means to melt. And Deha, we heard, means body. So ordinary beings, their bodies, their hearts melt with compassion, but Radharani's whole body melts with compassion. Therefore, that Mahaprabhu is imbued with that bhava of Srimati Radharani, that compassion. And Chris Prabhupada has kept all those melted drops of Radharani's compassion in his books. The devotees are going here and there and distributing those books, Radharani's compassion on all the fallen conditioned souls. Mahaprabhu doesn't consider who's qualified or unqualified. He's completely compassionate. Because he's got the bhava of Radharani. Because Radhika's body melts with compassion, it can be paired to the fourth cosmic ocean, the ocean of ghee. Srimati Radharani is the ocean of lavanya. Lavanya means loveliness. And the Goswamis describe that Krishna's eyes swim in the ocean of Radharani's loveliness. He becomes completely intoxicated. Radharani, by seeing Krishna enjoying her, her beauty increases, and Krishna's pleasure, his intoxication increases, then Radharani's increases like anything. Krishna becomes completely intoxicated. Therefore, Radharani's ocean of Lavanya is compared to the wine ocean, the third cosmic ocean. Sri Radha is the ocean of Amrita Chavi Rupa. She is the very form of glowing nectar, and her form is like a vast ocean. Krishna inundates the world with a mere drop of his beauty, but even he drowns in the nectar ocean of Radharani's form. Because the ocean of Sri Radha's form is so sweet, it is compared to the second cosmic ocean, the ocean of sugarcane juice. Srimati Radharani is seven. Keli Sindhu. The ocean of playfulness, which means her frolics with her beloved Shamsundar. She keeps Shamsundar immersed in waves of the ocean of her pastime when she meets him. When the waves of Madanara swell in the ocean of Sri Radha's pastimes, even Sri Krishna, the transcendental youthful Cupid of Vrindavan, does not dare to place his boat-like heart on its surface. So, this ocean of pastimes is described with the ocean of salt. Because according to Shastra, seeing the saltwater ocean, one is freed from all sins. But if one tries to drink the salt water, he will die. In the same way, if we relish properly Radha and Krishna's pastimes, our bhava, our bhakti will be nourished. But if we try to imitate or misunderstand Radha and Krishna's pastimes, our spiritual life will die. So we'll repeat that beautiful verse again. Vidagdya sindur anuraga rasaika sindur vatsalya sindur atisandra kripaika sindur lavanya sindur amritachavi rupa sindu si radhika spiritu me vidikeli sindu. So may Sri Radha, who is an ocean of cleverness, ocean of love, an ocean of affection, an ocean of great mercy, an ocean of beauty, an ocean of nectarian splendor, and an ocean of transcendental pastimes, appear within all your hearts. Srimati Radharani ki Jai. Jai Jai Sri Radha.